Zach Ertz has spoken many times about how he's looked up to you growing up. I don't mean to make you sound like an older player here, but he's someone you've shared any time with or offered any advice to over the years?
You know, I haven't got to spend a whole lot of time with him. You know, he shared some of those similar thoughts with me and heard him say it. And, you know, I had a few teammates that have gone up there and played with him and have kind of shared some of the, my feelings towards him with him. And so I think he's just an exceptional player. I love how he plays the game, the position. It's good to see him having the year that he's had, you know, and developed into his own, one of the best in our game. So, you know, I appreciate the admiration for that he's had. He shared that with me, and you know, that's certainly what I try to do. You know, just play the game the right way so young players can see it, and ultimately, you know, I appreciate that he's looked up to it. And I just think they've had a huge amount of success this year, and offensively, I think a large part of that is his ability to just good mixture of great route running, to finding the soft spots and zones, all the things that make up tight ends. And so he's done a really good job with the play actions that they've done and taking advantage of that, and should have a lot of confidence he's playing at a high level.
Jace, am I right in did you say this week that, I mean, you definitely want to play next year again?
Yeah, I do. You know, you know, there's a lot of motion for our football team coming off last Sunday, you know, when you're in the hunt, you're in the hunt. And then when that ends, there's certainly a lot of emotion. But I see too many positives around me, like our football team, and I feel too good. And so, yeah, you know, regroup and finish the season out strong and on a high note, and then start preparing to move forward. So I every moment gets more and more precious the older you get, and I certainly understand that. But I know the standard and expectation I have for myself and the level that I feel like I can still play at.
How disappointing has this season been for you, Jason? I mean, there were such high hopes after last year. I mean, what's it been like?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think at the end of it, when the playoffs come to an end, you know, it's extremely disappointing because that's what you play for—an opportunity to get in the tournament and to make a run. And you know, we had that good season in 2016. We thought we could build on a lot of it, but. You know, when you take the emotion out of it, there's the formula that allows you to win. We just didn't consistently do it enough. You know, and Philadelphia was in a similar situation we were in last year. Finished the year off. They got a lot of those things corrected and are playing really good football. And so, yeah, I mean, look, there's never this – you're not guaranteed that, hey, you're going to go into it next year and you're going to be a year better and all that kind of stuff. It just doesn't work that way. In each game, there's a handful of plays that you look at that allow you to win or lose the game. And unfortunately for us, extremely disappointing that we weren't consistently able to make those plays. And, you know, Sunday was a great example of that. Just couldn't find ways, even though we were in control of the game for a lot of it, we couldn't find ways to score touchdowns in those situations. So disappointing, and we'll have plenty of time to reflect on it. Right now, we got to move forward and focus on Philadelphia and trying to finish the year off right, getting a win.
That Week 17 game last year, you were in the same situation the Eagles are in now. What did you do the week leading up to the game and then the week after the game to try to be ready and prepared for that postseason game after essentially 3 weeks without a full game in there?
Well, I mean, they've earned the opportunity to be in the situation they're in, you know, and every team handles it differently. For us, we just, you know, we played a few series. We felt like it was important to have a good work week and then go up there and get some good reps. And, you know, the opposing team is always going to give you the best shot, and you know that. And, you know, we're able to get a little bit of rest, recover, use that as an opportunity. You know, there's a lot of debate on what do you do in those situations. And I think, you know, they've earned that opportunity to be in the situation they're in. And the best thing you want to do is get yourself feeling good so that when you get to the playoffs and after that bye, you're playing your best football because of what you've done over those last few weeks and how you handled it. And so you got to stay sharp, you got to prepare, you got to do all those things, and then go out there and play your best football.
At the start of that Packers playoff game, did you sense any rust from the time off?
No, I didn't feel that way at all. I mean, you know, truth of the matter is, you've been going since July 25th or so, you know, and every day working towards it. I think it's the responsibility of the leaders and the team to, you know, make sure they're getting that work in during the week. And here in Dallas, we work a lot of competitive situations in our practices throughout those weeks. So, you know, I'm a firm believer, you know, you work your tail off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so that when Sunday comes, you can kind of just cut it loose and go play. And I felt like that was the formula we used here. You know, then you got to go do it. I mean, when you get to that level in the playoffs in the second round, I mean, you know, everybody's good in those situations.
Zeke's suspension kind of took on a life of its own this year, Jason. I mean, it was delayed. You didn't know when it was going to happen. You guys were being constantly asked about it. Was it a distraction?
Well, I think it played out and it was ongoing. You know, I mean, so from the standpoint of, you know, it was on, it was off, and he had to answer a lot of it, and oftentimes his teammates had to address it and deal with it. But, you know, I think when you play for an organization such as this, Cowboys, there's a lot of things that come up, you know, and you know, the thing we have to do, and I think we've done a good job of that in past, is handling situations and not allowing it to affect our football team. And I really I commend Zeke for how he handled the situation. You know, I mean, he was fighting for what he felt he needed to fight for in his name. And, you know, even though it was on and off again, he never allowed that to affect when he came into work, keeping the main thing focused. And at a young age, to be able to handle that situation and come in here and not allow those distractions to get in the way, I thought he handled that really well. And then at the point where he went through the suspension, I think when he came back last week, he was very workmanship-like. He, you know, he's come to work and put that behind me. Just let me come out here and do my job. And so you have to deal with those things. I think our team handled it well. You know, I don't think that it's a reason why we're not playing in the playoffs. But I thought we did a good job of not allowing that to be a distraction, just communicating, talking it through, and handling it. And it was disappointing for him because I know how much he loves football and what this game means to you. And obviously, certainly he's an exceptional football player.
Jason, you've been incredibly healthy in your career. It's phenomenal. I know, obviously, you've played through a lot, but is there anything, is there a secret to staying at your best for 15 years?
Well, I wish I had some. I mean, I've been very fortunate. You know, I think luck and staying away from any major injuries is I would be the first to say that I've been fortunate, but you know, I really believe that, you know, everything that I work towards, you know, it never stops for me. You know, the older I get, the more of a challenge it is, the more I have to put myself in rigorous situations to play at this level. And, you know, I have never been one to think, well, I got it figured out, or, you know, I've made a handful of pro bowls. I can kind of ride that out here for the next couple of years. The older I've gotten, if anything, it's became more of a rigorous routine. And, you know, I'm thankful for the people around me. You know, I being in this organization for 15 years, these trainers, the strength coaches, the equipment guys, I mean, they've been my team. And so they've known me from a 20-year-old kid, green as can be, to now a 35-year-old guy that's trying to fight father time. And if anything, the secret's in the dirt. It's just getting out there, doing it over and over again, and continue to try to improve. And, you know, I believe that. I believe that that's great leadership when you can go out there and show that example, you know, and allow guys to see it. And it's never perfect, but constant improvement and the secret's in the dirt from that standpoint. And, you know, you got to have a few breaks go your way along the way. And that I've had, you know, the good Lord's blessed me with staying healthy and not having anything major. So hopefully that'll continue moving forward.